welcome to the Fresh Stock Podcast. New Australian music with your host, Alex Dick. Hello, chums, and welcome to the Fresh Stock Podcast, Episode 3. It's me, Alex, the Pearly King of Brunswick. We're coming to you today in stereo. That's right, my new mic arrived off eBay at bargain price too, I must say. So now not only do I have a great USB mic, but I can also do field recordings. This means that perhaps in the next couple of eps, I might get up off my chair and go search for music on the streets of Melbourne. As usual, we have some great unsigned artists coming up, a little bit of actual information that I like to call home recording hints, and I've had a few listeners write in again with their problems in naming their bands, in a little segment I like to call the band name generator. By the way, if you were wondering who that is absolutely shredding the guitar in the opening title music, it's me. I'm a bit of a closet musician, but what do they say in all the old texts? Those who can't podcast. Okay, enough about me, to the music. Firstly, we have John Hunter with some old-timey blues. And in the eternal spirit of blues, he's called this track, quite simply, Hey Mama. Here we go.
This is a blues song, but not your normal slash your wrists, get drunk, blame your woman for everything. You'll hear. Hey Mama, you look so sweet, the kind of woman that I'd like to meet. Mama, you look so grand, I'd do anything just to hold your hand. Hey Mama, you look so fine, wanna make you mine, oh mine. Hey Mama, tell me what you say, should I try my luck or turn and walk away? Hey Mama, can't take much more, I gotta know one way for sure. Hey Mama, tell me what you say, just a little clue would surely make my day. Boys, I guess that's over now, she'd be too good for me anyhow. Hey Mama, what's that you say? Well, bless my soul, the girl wants me to stay. Hey Mama, you fill me up like a big warm coffee cup. Hey Mama, tell you what I say, I'm gonna love you, girl, until my dying day. Hey, Mama, you fill me up like a bee. Warm coffee cup. Hey Mama, tell you what I say, I'm gonna love you, girl, until my dying day. I'm gonna love you, girl, until my dying day. I'm gonna love you, girl, until my dying day.
John Hunter there with Hey Mama. Don't that just make you proud to be an Aussie? He's on SoundCloud, just search for John Hunter Combo, or likewise go to reverbnation.com/John Hunter Combo. Well, you'll have to excuse me again today, I'm a bit coffeed up again. I've been living the over-stereotypical Melbourne life, I'm afraid. I was in a cafe this morning, and of course because it's Melbourne it can't just be a straightforward cafe, it has to be quirky and offbeat. So in this one, the tables are made up out of like a cut-up table tennis surface, And, you know, the menus were all made of hollowed out golden books. So, like, just the cover of the golden book with the cafe's menu with the pages where the story would usually be, if that makes sense. Yeah, does anyone remember these golden books? You know, this kind of kids' book series with the golden spines. I was looking at the back cover of one of these, and my first thought was, if they tried to print these today, it would be an absolute nightmare. On the back, they have all these different characters living together that would never naturally be cohabitating in the wild. Like, there's Big Bird, Donald Duck, Bugs Bunny, Bambi, Ernie, and, like, Bert himself is actually riding atop the little train that could. Can you imagine pitching and designing that these days? Absolute nightmare, trying to cross over between all these corporations on one book cover. I had this friend who worked for a company. Let's, for argument's sake, and I'll have to alter the name, call this company Frisney. Anyway, he was hired on a cruise ship by Frisney as a character that you probably know, but for this we'll have to change the name, Prince Charmington. He was told before he started not to smile too widely when he was in character, because this friend had dimples when he smiled, and the character Prince Charmington doesn't, and they didn't want him to ruin the illusion for the kids. Anyway, dig out an old golden book and you'll see what I mean about the back cover. Okay, now for some home recording hints. If you want to come up with a jingle, by the way, for any of my segments, or I guess I should say either of my segments, then email me, freshstock@post.com. You can also apply to be in the podcast too there. Just send along a track of original music. Anyway, home recording hints. I thought, as my new mic is in and it records in stereo, I would talk to you today about stereo imaging. Stereo imaging is important in music, and largely because it gives the music space, somewhere to breathe. But also because we have two ears as a human, and actually if we didn't have two speakers or two sides of our headphones with slightly different mixes of the same music coming out, it would sound weird. So, how can this help your home recording? Well, let's, for argument's sake, say we're recording a band, vocalist, two guitars, and a bass and a drum kit. My best tip is to say, leave room for the vocals, and you can do this in your stereo imaging. In our scenario, the vocalist gets one mic, the guitars and bass get a mic each on their amps, then we put mics on, say, the snare and the bass drum, as well as two overhead mics to catch the rest of the kit. That's about 8 microphones. Now, we can't just record them all and have all 8 mics coming out of both sides of your headphones equally. This would be weird and oppressive to your ears. You want the listener to think they're in the room with you, and when you're in a room, sounds have a bit of direction to them. There's a knob called pan in any worthwhile sound equipment, analog or digital. Have a play around with this. You can pan all the way left or all the way right, plus anywhere in between. I like to imagine, like, the band set up on stage, and for our scenario, let's keep the vocals unpanned and in the middle, and the snare and bass drum fairly close to the centre. The ambient mics on the kit could pan sort of one halfway left and one halfway right, which will give it a fairly wide sort of stereo image, I guess. The two guitars can pan out even further, although if there's a big solo, I'd put that on centre again. Maybe also pan the bass off a little bit to the left from the vocalist, sort of just where they'd stand in a live situation, I guess. Have a listen and have a bit of a tweak. You'll know when it's balanced because there won't be anything sort of distracting from you listening anymore. Anyway, this is just an example of how to set up your stereo image. There's really no hard and fast rule to it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, on the other hand, then, you know, listen next time you had headphones in, just listen and try to imagine where on stage the instruments are, like from the stereo imagery in the mix. There's this great album, actually, 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia by the Dandy Warhols, where the stereo imagery is mesmerising, actually. Have a listen to what they put in the middle of the mix and when they do it. It sort of switches between the guitars, the keyboards, vocals, and even egg shakers at some points. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's enough information for you today. Here's some music. This is the Watermelons with their own bit of stereo imagery, 11-8.
Don't take your
Well, that was the Perth band The Watermelons, currently on hiatus, as one of the members, Josh Caverson, is trying his luck in Melbourne. Josh actually has a few ambient tracks up on his SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Joshua-Caverson. Have a look, definitely worth a listen. In fact, I may even play one of his ambient tracks on this podcast in the coming weeks. So that's that, and that must mean it's time for the band name generator. Thanks to everyone who mailed in. I can't reply to them all, but I guess I'll pick the two best each week, read those out and answer them for you. Remember, you can send in your band naming woes to freshstock@post.com, and if you're lucky, I'll answer. But remember, if I do suggest a name for you, it's compulsory to use it. If you don't use it, I'll come around your house and leave cloves of garlic in all your dairy products. All right, first email is from Susie. Dear Alex and the Fresh Stock team. Well, actually, I'll stop you there, Susie. The Fresh Stock team is just me, alone, solo. I do everything myself. Oh, I guess like the bands that supply the music, of course, are part of, you know, they're more part of the family, but, you know, the team is me. Anyway, I digress. Dear Alex and team, I'm starting an all-girl band that will be sort of shoegaze, sort of new wave, post-punk kind of thing. We've come up with a bunch of names, but we're not happy with any of them. Help! Help there with 3! From Susie in Byron Bay. She also adds, PS, keep up the good work, loving the show so far. Well, thanks, Susie, for the compliment. Very kind, or perhaps a bit overkind there. Anyway, you want something edgy, perhaps the kind of name that would have come out of Manchester in the late 80s, right? Okay, let's think. These ones are tricky. They have to sound tough, but they have to have some kind of historical or literary reference in them as well. Seeing as you're from Byron, I thought I'd get for you a quote from Lord Byron. Now, I'll be honest, don't know anything by Lord Byron, don't think any less of me, but I did a quick Google of quotes by Byron, and the best quote that fits for your band is, "Cheap medicine." So from here on in, you and your band are known as Cheap Medicine. Done. Okay, one more quick email. Dear Alex, me and my sister want to start a folk duo, and we thought perhaps a biblical reference would be good. I can't be bothered reading the Bible, though, so I thought I'd just email you. Thanks, Trent. Well, thanks, Trent. Good to know you're committed to the band. Now, I must stop you there, though, before you make a big mistake. Too many folk artists have listened to too much Johnny Cash and think a reference to the Bible will get them through. Big mistake. Cliche alert. Instead, you want to go for another cliche that I've come up with. Refer to a famous cowboy or outlaw or a southern town in the United States. Today, I've sort of done a bit of a mix of the two for you, for your band name. You are now called the Hoodoo Brown County. Hoodoo Brown, after the famous outlaw, and county, just because it makes it sound American. There you go. Problem solved. Okay. That's nearly enough for me, but before I go, one more tune. This time, it's from Desmond Mays, Stillburn.
I've got a situation in my bedroom. Everything still reminding me of you. Now I've tried to throw a flame on every memory, but these walls can't shake off your perfume. So won't you first snow, I was freezing and breaking and shivering, shaking all over. And now I'm going through withdrawals and I'm jonesing, I'm fading, I'm losing my colors. You should never come.
There you go, Desmond Mays with Still Burn. And as is the trend, he's got plenty of great tracks and new releases on his SoundCloud. Do a search for Desmond Mays. That's M-A-S-E. Thanks for listening. My name is Alex Dick. You can see all the links to the bands you've heard in the episode at the show's blog, freshstockpodcast.wordpress.com, or have a look at my own site, headstockpublishing.com.au. If you want to have your music played, send it into freshstock@post.com. Links or files accepted, and you could be in future episodes. Cheers, everyone. Support new music. Bye.